Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the West will pay a high price for supporting al-Qaeda in its war against his country. He also slammed Turkey and several regional countries for supporting terrorist groups fighting Damascus. Assad also lashed out at Jordan for allowing a crossover of militants into Syria. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, condemns Monday's bombings in the U.S. city of Boston. He says the Islamic Republic is against the killing of innocent people. Ayatollah Khamenei also slammed Washington for its double standards towards the killing of innocent people in the world. The U.S. military says more inmates are joining the hunger strike campaign at Guantanamo prison. U.S. officials now admit that 52 detainees are on hunger strike. That's up from the 45 it reported one day ago. Detainees' lawyers say prison officials force-feed many of the inmates to prevent dangerous weight loss. U.S. investigators say they have an image of an alleged suspect involved in Monday's Boston bombings. Officials say they got the picture while reviewing photos and videos of the blasts. They've also denied reports that a suspect has been detained. The bombings left three people dead and scores more injured. U.S. President Barack Obama has lashed out at the U.S. Senate minority for blocking gun law reforms. He also criticized the powerful U.S. gun lobby for discouraging senators against the reforms. Obama made the comments in reaction to the Senate's rejection of a proposal to expand background checks on gun buyers. Venezuela's Supreme Court has ruled out a recount of the country's presidential vote. The top court says there's no legal basis for such a demand. President-elect Nicolas Maduro has accused his rival Enrique Capriles of sparking violence. Several people have lost their lives in post-election unrest so far. At least five people have been killed in a drone strike by the U.S. in central Yemen. Reports say the drone fired a missile at a car carrying a prominent local leader and four of his companions. Yemenis have held numerous rallies to show their outrage at the strikes. Thousands of Palestinians have staged a rally in the besieged Gaza Strip to express solidarity with their loved ones in Israeli jails. The ceremony was part of Prisoners' Day to show anger over the plight of Palestinian inmates. Thousands of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails also marked the day by refusing food.